This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Final segment with Daniel List, DarkJournalist.com. We'll be back with very soon. Impressive work. Find it at DarkJournalist.com. Maria Z from Australia with huge guests that broke the information that Greg Reese has been covering about the spike protein, what it's really doing. You do not want to miss this interview coming up. But, sir, in the 5 minutes we have left, you have the floor.
Well, that's great. Well, I want to mention that with everything that's going on with Tucker Carlson, it's interesting to me because the last interview that he did with President Trump, where Trump starts in the middle of it, starts talking about John Trump, his uncle, who was the MIT professor, the longest tenured, he said. And I've done a lot of research around this, and it gets into some very wild territory because I think Trump is saying this for a reason and putting it on the record. He's not being prompted about it. And he went on a podcast immediately afterward and starts talking about John again. Well, John has a very interesting tie-in with the UFO file, and it has to do with the fact that he was the protege of Vannevar Bush, who was the scientist at MIT, who, you know, basically navigated the UFO file for 3 decades. And that, according to Robert Saarbarker, the physicist I mentioned earlier. And John Trump being his mentor, Vannevar Bush being his mentor, Bush sends him in to get Nikola Tesla's papers in 1943 after Tesla dies. And he gives a series of interviews before he dies, John Trump, about those incidents. And one of the things that he says is what they were looking for was a weapon inside of Tesla's information. Now, John Trump had those papers in his possession, and they required him to write a kind of a cursory thing like, oh, I didn't find anything in there. But in fact, he was able to capture all of Tesla's information except for one trunk, which disappeared. Now, interestingly enough, John Trump, having the connection going in to the UFO file from Vannevar Bush, then he is appointed by Bush to go and get these records that Nikola Tesla left behind. One of the things he says the FBI people told him that they were looking for was the ability to take down flying objects at a distance, so that if you're in Hawaii somewhere, you can press a button. If something's going over the UK, you take it down. But they didn't identify what kind of flying objects. So that brings us into the whole piece about the advanced technology that John Trump had. Well, when Trump is bringing this up, and, you know, Trump, one of the people who brought him to prominence was Roy Cohn. And Roy Cohn understood the aerospace aspect and the deep state aspect. He'd been there since the McCarthy hearings. This is a guy who went very deep. So Trump going in has the knowledge from his uncle, and he'll often say in those speeches, oh, my uncle shared these things with me, you know, and he shared with me about the power. Do you understand the power? And this kind of language, which I think he's giving that message, like, you know, if you're hunting around after me with these court cases, if you're hunting around after me in relation to Mar-a-Lago and classified documents, I'm going to let this stuff out. So I think Trump right now is playing a very hardcore card game with the deep state, just like he was when he was in the presidency. And I think we're looking at a kind of a almost like a maximum peril situation for the 2024 election, because all these things are coming to a head. And I think the firings of these people are also involved with this, because this story, I think, when it gets out, is gigantic. And it shows that Trump has that direct connection to these deep aerospace groups.
I totally agree. And I remember Trump in his inaugural speech said, we've got all these advanced technologies, the Hill people are going to release them. They were lying to him and got him to go with warp speed to discredit all that. He's actually going to discredit all this technology by giving us the bad technology. Very impressive, Dark Journalist, Daniel List. Thank you so much, DarkJournalist.com. I'm going to be taking care of stuff this weekend, but if you want to tape or do a live show in like 8, 9, 10 days, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, I'd love to go 2 hours. You can send us a whole, you know, raft of what you want to hit. We'll go over it all with you and really knock it out of the park. But we can see all your great work at DarkJournalist.com. Thank you so much.
That would be fantastic. Oh, great. I look forward to it.
Look forward. Great job. All right, Maria Z, Loaded for Bear, huge guest, critical info. You want to tune into this. Owen Schroer in 55 minutes, The War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. Please remember, only way we stay on air is your word of mouth, your prayer, and buying products at InfoWarsStore.com. TurboForce back in stock, the best krill oil, the very best products out there, the CBD, all at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much, and God bless you. They decided to not perp walking, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says InfoWars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
God bless the tip of the spear, the InfoWars crew, and single person that makes this broadcast possible. You know, when I heard the news about Tucker, I wasn't all that surprised, to be honest with you, because he really was the last man standing on in any sort of on television. Let's just say it for what it is. And InfoWars has been the alternative to the lies for so long. So much of what has been exposed on this network, if you will, is coming to pass now. I just interviewed Steve Quayle last week, and he said everything that used to be future is happening right now. But why are broadcasts like this so crucial? Because this is the information that will literally save the lives of humanity. And it's making such an impact that the World Economic Forum just wrote an article titled Agenda 2030, Why Civic Participation is Key to Meeting UN Sustainability Targets. The team's got it up on the screen right now. I want to read you just one section from this article. Attacks on civil society and civic freedoms threaten to unravel achievements in meeting the UN Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. They are weakening action to tackle economic inequality, gender imbalances, corruption, and environmental degradation. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, this is fantastic news. This is the World Economic Forum publishing an article that people who are on the right side of freedom, people who are on the right side of history, the side of truth, are making such a dent in their goal for depopulation, for changing what human beings are, for bankrupting us, turning our cities into smart city ghettos. We're making such a dent in their plans. This is an admittance of these people that this is a threat to achieving the Sustainable Development Goals. So this is why this broadcast is so crucial. This is why your support of InfoWars and independent media is so crucial, because you're not going to hear this information anywhere else. You're not going to hear about the transhumanist agenda anywhere else. And that brings me to my guest today, Dr. Anna Mahicha. Greg Reese has done a couple of really, really fantastic videos on transhumanism. He's spoken about what is in the shots. Dr. Mahicha just so happens to be one of the leaders in exposing what she's found in the shots, in the blood, and explaining the core of the transhumanist agenda. Dr. Mahicha, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Maria, for having me.
Well, it's truly an honor. As I said, Greg Reese has done a couple of videos where he's spoken about your work. For anyone who's not familiar with it, you can see her Substack on annamahichaphd.substack.com. I encourage everyone to get on there. She's publishing stuff that no one dares to touch. on the transhumanist agenda, what's been injected into humanity, and it's truly, truly groundbreaking stuff. But I guess for anyone who's not familiar with your work, Dr. Mahajer, I really want to start from the beginning, how they are advancing their transhumanist agenda and how the C-19 shots were the first crucial part of this. You tell me where you want to start.
Well, just to kind of explain to people, you know, I've treated COVID. I'm an internal medicine physician. And then I met Dr. David Nixon, who actually looked into what is in the Pfizer vials. And one day he said, hey, do you want to have a look? And I saw self-assembling nanotechnology, and it changed everything because I understood that this agenda is way bigger than what we have been told. And so, as you know, many teams around the world that have investigated the vials didn't find mRNA. They found all kinds of metals like gadolinium, cesium, cerium, all kinds of things that are toxic to the body, as well as Dr. Shimon Yanovitz and Dr. Nixon found self-assembling nanotechnology. And the fiber optic cables that are communicating between the microchips that have been seen started to appear, these similar fibers, in live blood analysis. Initially in vaccinated blood and then in unvaccinated blood. And this is where really the alarm bells just went off to try to investigate, you know, what is this and what is the background? And then I really found out that the transhumanist agenda didn't start with the C-19 shots, but really via geoengineering and the spraying of these heavy metals, as well as synthetic biology, which is known as Morgellons, which is a hydrogel-based life form similar to what is in the shots, the ingredients of polyethylene glycol in Pfizer and SM-102 in Moderna, a hydrogel. So what is that? That's a self-assembly polymer that, when combined with metals and carbon nanotubes, which is also known as graphene, can build these electronic devices that are senders and receivers. So they are basically digitizing all life on Earth, and they're surveilling it. And so this has been going on for a long time, but now with these shots, there's a whole new level. And what was very interesting, Maria, was that I also found a chemical analysis from 2012 of these environmental filaments, and they were containing a derivative of butyric acid. And it turns out that in the FOIA request for Pfizer in Australia, similar substances were found as part of the lipid nanoparticles in the C-19 shot. So I found this very interesting, and this broadens the view of what we should do for treatments for people, because we need to detoxify this nanotechnology.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that first, as with anything, acknowledging the problem is there is the beginning to dealing with the problem, which is why this research is so crucial. And you're doing the absolute best that you can, along with the others that you mentioned. We've featured the findings of Shimon Yanovitz and Matt Taylor on this broadcast before, with the fiber optic cables. Dr. David Nixon, one of the most viral videos that I've released on the robotic arms actually inside the vials. You know, you can see this thing has a mind of its own, and all of the you know, articles that I'm reading of late show this nanotechnology is kind of becoming aware, or it's being made aware from an outside influence. It's all very, very fascinating. Really Twilight Zone stuff. I keep saying that. But the problem I think that many people need to come to terms with is that medicine and synthetic biology is so much more advanced. Technology in general is so much more advanced than we've realized. It's been kept hidden from us for so long because of this, you know, eventual AI agenda, eventual, just like the previous guest with Alex was talking about, you know, this disclosure of aliens, which aren't aliens at all, but that's, I won't get into that right now. But this is why your work is so crucial, Dr. Ananda. You've sent some slides through to us. The team have got those. If you want to just start, we've got about a minute and a half until break. If you want to just start and let the team know, what's the most crucial bit of information that you want to bring up from this presentation?
really want people to see the images of the live blood and see these structures. So some people are calling this parasites, these long fibers that we're seeing, but they're not parasite. They're actually synthetic biology that's made from this hydrogel, and they grow under EMF and electrical exposure. So I have worked with Clifford Carnicum, and we've done experiments with unvaccinated blood that by just applying a low-level electrical current, the blood was transformed into something unrecognizable, a fiber network that literally looked exactly the same as if La Quinta Columna had heated a drop of Pfizer vial contents, and they were also developing the same filament. And it turns out that Morgellons also looks the same way. So I think the optical, the visualization of seeing what this looks like is really important to see the similarities, and that allows us to kind of answer some of these questions a little bit more.
Well, that's slide 12. What we'll do is we'll get the team, if they're able to, bring it up right after the break so that people can see it on slide 12 of your presentation, because it does show the Pfizer drop heated. It shows what happens when this stuff is exposed to EMF, and EMF is a crucial part to the story. We'll be right back after this short break. Don't go anywhere, Dr. Anna. What an
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family. family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To the Alex Jones Show. We are here with Dr. Anna Mahajer, an absolutely amazing, amazing person who's been bringing the light to this subject that so many people don't understand or aren't even aware is going on. Dr. Anna, please take us through. I think the team have the slideshow ready. Before, we were talking about slide 12, which shows La Quinta Columna's C19 Pfizer drop. You take over, Dr. Anna. I'm going to just step back here.
Absolutely. So if you actually see these filaments, this is similar to what Clifford Carnicum and I found by applying low-level electrical currents to blood. That will be slide 9 in comparison. And the reason why this is so important is really endeavoring to find out what is going on with humanity's blood. How come all of these practitioners around the world are seeing these changes? And this is correlating with these symptoms that are affecting not just the vaccinated, but also the unvaccinated. I see more and more people who have brain fog, extreme fatigue, heart palpitations, all kinds of symptoms that were previously attributed to the spike protein. But what it turns out is when I look at their live blood, then I find these filament structures that you can see. And the problem is that if you do not get this out, the symptoms progress and people continue to have issues with sleep. This stuff is very responsive to EMF frequency, 5G frequency. So if people are surrounded by that, their symptoms also get worse. And so I think that this is a very important question to address because many of the vaccine injury protocols do not take into account the metals that we are being sprayed on via geoengineering that are also in the vials, as well as this programmable matter hydrogel platform, which is literally a polymer plastic. And so this can grow from nano size to centimeter size in minutes. And one of the issues is that, like I said, EMF radiation does make it grow. By the way, there is a correlation to what Mike Adams found because he investigated the clots of the cadavers of people who died from the shots and found that this wasn't blood. It was a self-assembly polymer with metals in it that was extremely resistant to any type of dissolution. And one of the concerns that I have is that this is really something that that is now shedding or transmitting also to the unvaccinated. And so if you are looking, for example, on my slides, on slide 15, we incubated live blood of unvaccinated people and vaccinated people. And within a week, these filaments grew over time. And again, this is the same stuff that we've seen in live blood. And if you look at the next slide, slide 16, there are people who have used anti-nanotech devices, for example, with magnetic fields. And you can see what comes out of people's body. This was previously from nanotechnology from Morgellons. And what I'm seeing now on the other side in people's live blood are these filament structures that are completely transforming the blood. So Clifford Carnicum and I, we did studies on electrical conductivity of blood and showed that it was up to 50%, 47% reduced compared to normal values. So imagine electricity is basically our life force. Something, this stuff is hijacking our life force, causing chronic fatigue. In my clinical practice, I've seen accelerated aging by decades in a few months. And if you do not take this stuff out of the blood, it really, this process progresses. It causes extreme acidity. I've seen turbo cancers now in the unvaccinated. And I want to show, so on slide 17, you can see one of those blood clots that were taken out of someone who was vaccinated, highly abnormal. And it turns out that hydrogel coagulates the blood and literally can cause these kinds of clots. And if you look at slide 18, this same stuff was seen in unvaccinated people. So this is an individual who just went to a infusion clinic and they couldn't get the access and these rubbery clots were taken out of an unvaccinated person. And then, as you know, Maria, we found it in meat, and I went and analyzed meat samples, and if you see slide 19, the same filamental structures were in different types of meat, grass-fed meat. I found it in half and half, and the issue is that really there is now this concern that this stuff is also in the food supply. If you look at slide 22, you can see the comparison between something that David Nixon found in the Pfizer vial growing and the beef juices blood that we looked at. And so you can see how there's an absolute correlation. It looks similar. And so I think that hydrogel-based carbon nanotubes with metals are part of this biology. In this slide right here, you see that this was in half and half milk. It doesn't belong there. So I believe that all of humanity is under threat, that the transhumanist agenda wants to basically merge us with synthetic biology and artificial intelligence. And the danger of this hydrogel is it can mimic every cell. It can create brain cells and neurotechnology that basically can take over our thoughts and manipulate those as well as transmit your thoughts to the cloud. So Yuval Harari's dream of creating automatons that have no soul and no spirit, I believe that this is the technological platform that we are seeing. This is why we're sounding the alarm, because I'm concerned about an extinction-level event for humanity.
I think you're absolutely right, Dr. Anna. These people haven't hidden their agenda from us. They make it very clear. You mentioned Harari talking about the fact that humans are now hackable animals. We can manipulate them. We can control them. We can make them do things that they wouldn't ordinarily do. We can coerce them. These are all statements made by these organizations. And you've got articles out there talking about human beings being antennas, being receivers. There's a patent. I can't remember the patent number right now. Maybe I'll search for it in the break. That talks about controlling people's minds. Well, how are they going to control people's minds? You know, you've got propaganda and what, you know, the rewiring of the brain through our devices is already causing. That's part of it. But these people are talking about something totally different. They're talking about hijacking the human brain. So we definitely want to talk about some of the success that you've had in getting this stuff out of people and all of that. We'll save that for the last segment. In the next segment on the other side of the break, Dr. Anna, I really want to talk about, you mentioned
the words programmable. You mentioned the words that, you know, how this stuff hijacks your brain neurons and all of that. I want you to talk about what you've been able to find to establish that, this technology is in fact doing that, and what it could mean for people, what it means about waking people up, and then we'll talk about the success that you've had in getting this stuff out. We're here with Dr. Anna Mahaitcher. Don't go anywhere. This is so, so important. We'll see you right on the other side of this break.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate them to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The genetic editing of plants to contain edible vaccines is well underway. Work is being done with bananas, potatoes, tomatoes, lettuce, rice, wheat, soybeans, and corn. Companies like Medicago are using gene editing to turn plants into mini bioreactors.
Medicago's manufacturing facility looks like a nursery, but inside these plants, they're growing a new kind of vaccine. The technology is called a virus-like particle.
At Medicago, we use a careful step-by-step process to develop vaccines, using our plants as mini bioreactors. We start with a gene sequence or code of a virus. We then use our technology to synthesize the virus code into a real biological product. The code contains genetic instructions that our plants can read, and we insert it into bacteria called Agrobacterium tumefaciens. We submerge the plants in a bath with the bacteria that carries the information into the plant cells. And using a vacuum, we suck out the air between the plant cells and replace it with a liquid. The plants absorb it like a sponge. At the end of their bacterial bath, we return our plants to a carefully controlled greenhouse to let them get on with their natural growing business for at least 4 days. Now the plants will start producing the most important ingredient of our vaccines, virus-like particles.
Gene editing is now officially in our meat industry. Lobbyists for the cattlemen and pork associations in several states have confirmed that they will be using the mRNA COVID vaccines on their livestock. Attorney Tom Renz has been warning that there is no law requiring anyone to give informed consent for vaccine food. There are no laws requiring anyone to tell you the food you are buying has been vaxxed with the spike protein clot shot. The UK recently passed into law the Genetic Technology Precision Breeding Bill. The bill amends the Environmental Protection Act of 1990 to exclude references to precision bred organisms so far as they relate to marketing. Precision bred organism is another term for gene edited. So now in the UK, food that's been gene edited can be legally marketed as non-GMO. And if this UK gene-edited meat makes its way to America, it can be labeled non-GMO here as well. And so long as it's butchered in America, it can be labeled product of USA. The fake alternative meat being pushed by Bill Gates and others is made of immortal cell lines. In other words, cancerous tumor cells. Real meat is being blamed for climate change. And a recent independent study suggests that most of our meat is already contaminated. Using infrared spectroscopy and electron microscopy, Dr. Anna Maria Mialcia has been studying the blood of the vaxxed and the unvaxxed for over a year now. And at first, she was finding the same contamination in only the blood of the vaxxed, a contamination that she describes as ribbon-like structures, much like the mysterious blood clots being found by coroners. But lately, she's been finding these ribbon-like structures in the blood of the unvaxxed as well. By measuring the frequency of one of these mysterious rubbery blood clots, Dr. David Jennigan has developed a way of detecting the same frequency in the vaxxed. Recently, he's found this unique frequency in the meat being sold in his local grocery store, and asked Dr. Mialcia to confirm his findings. Her microscopy showed that the blood samples taken from products in the grocery store were all contaminated with the similar ribbon-like structures found in the blood of the vaxxed. Most of the meat in the grocery store is from overseas, and if we want to eat uncontaminated meat, we'll have to start buying direct from farms in America that still produce all natural organic protein and take back control of our democidal government. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Huge thank you to Greg Reese for everything that he does. And I want to say that there is a huge library of interviews with Dr. Anna Mihaicha, Dr. David Nixon, Shimon Yanowitz, Matt Taylor, some of the real, the most dedicated people researching this stuff on zmedia.com. They're not all up on Band. We've been, at Zmedia, we've been speaking to these wonderful individuals for months now, long before we had a Band channel. So please do go to zmedia.com and watch the extensive library of these interviews dating back to the first round of discoveries, till what we've found, now. I just want to mentioned that patent, Dr. Mahaycha, it was US 5356368A, method of and apparatus for inducing desired states of consciousness. And it says, quote, improved methods and apparatus for entraining human brain patterns, employing frequency following response techniques, facilitate attainment of desired states of consciousness. So please spend a few minutes talking to us about the fact that, you know, are people now programmable? How is the hacking able to happen? How is this stuff mirroring or mimicking the brain neurons?
Yeah, so first we have to understand that in the military and DARPA, they have studied this for a long time. So for 60 years, science has actually found a way to map resonant frequencies of brain activity and create artificial brains. And in the same way, this has been used for mind control purposes. There is the technology that was, for example, developed at MIT to link six different brains together for problem solving. If you have more than that, you know, people have significant brain dysfunction. This has been done in animals and in humans. So this idea of the hive mind, which is really what this transhumanist agenda wants to achieve via artificial intelligence, has already been done. So we are electrical and electromagnetic beings of light and sound, and our brain waves can be decoded. That has been done. There is technology that is able to see exactly what you're thinking, your imagery, decode this. In the DARPA and CIA programs, it has been possible to influence dream states. And they are literally also working on what's called hijacking the soul, and that is possible because if you are no longer able to have control over your own thoughts and an external frequency that you cannot sense, you cannot detect, can just implant thoughts within you, then you have Manchurian candidate-like programs here. And the issue is really that, so this programmable matter, the hydrogel, what it does, so it can mimic every neuronal cell in the brain, and the carbon nanotubes, they are exactly the same diameter as microtubules, and microtubules are the structures in the brain where consciousness is being processed. And literally, it's been shown that in the microtubules, it's like a different DNA that contains billions of years of information on the quantum level. So all of this is happening really in the realm of the extremely tiny. And so if you now are injecting something into humanity like hydrogel that can mimic and create a secondary brain within your own tissue that takes over a parallel processing, then you can control somebody and also affect their soul, because if it's no longer your own thinking and your free thought and free will is being affected, then your soul is affected and can actually be severed. So here's where you get the automatons that are just being influenced by this external frequency, and ultimately it is to upload every living being into the cloud so that people live in the metaverse as just these unconscious consumers. And the technology is
real. Yeah, you're absolutely right. So we've got to go to break, Dr. Anna Mahaycha. We've got to go to break. We'll be back in about 10. Break in 10 seconds. We'll be back in a moment. You're right. I saw something about hijacking the soul. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Resident psychopath Yuval Noah Harari once said, "We humans should get used to the idea that we are no longer mysterious souls. We are now hackable animals." That's what we are. Dr. Anna Mahaitre is here with us explaining what this technology actually is, what their vision is for it, how they've realized this vision for the most part. Before the break, I cut you off, Dr. Anna. Please continue.
Well, I think it's just really important for people to understand that there is this dimension, and in order to protect themselves or to help with detoxification and to limit this accelerated aging that clearly is present, if you think about how many millions of people have what's called long COVID, and in my practice looking at the live blood, these structures that you see behind me, they are seen right after people have acute COVID, they're seen in long COVID, they're seen in shedding, where people are getting really sick that are unvaccinated who are around vaccinated people. I've now seen accelerated aging processes as well as blood clots, heart attacks, strokes, and turbo cancers. But it's important.
Dr. Anna, sorry if I can pause you there. Apologize, but you once told me that you had a patient that was perfectly, her blood was fine. She went to dinner with her vaxxed friends, came back, and her blood was full of this stuff. Is that right?
Yes, so I believe that there is a shedding phenomenon that is physical, so that these filaments are transmissible, as well as that there is an electromagnetic issue where people just via frequency can also be sickened. And if you look at the slides on slide 23, I'm showing an individual with significant symptoms that came to see me, and the quality of the blood has definitely worsened over time. So last December, I was still seeing some unvaccinated people who didn't have these structures in their blood. Now we don't see them anymore. And I always discuss these findings with our colleagues in Australia and New Zealand and other places, and they have the same findings. And so now we see what we call sludge, where instead of rouleau formation, rouleau is the stacking. You can hardly differentiate that there's blood cells in there because it's so mushed together. And then you have these structures that cause acidity, they cause microclotting and a lot of problems. So these red blood cells do not give off oxygen appropriately, so they cause this extreme fatigue, brain fog. And so because of the hydrogel issue, Karen Kingston found a patent that clearly showed that one of the antidotes for the hydrogel is EDTA, which happened to be something that we use for metal detoxification. I'm a certified chelation practitioner. So I was using this in people and pulling out the metals that are also interfering with the electrical conductivity. And if you look at slide 24, this is the same individual 3 days later. And what happens is that the blood is completely cleaned off those structures, that the blood cells are now flowing normally, that this sludge is dissolved. And people feel a whole lot better. And the reason why I keep talking about it is because if people are unaware that this hydrogel graphene technology with these metals are in the blood, then they're not going to use something like EDTA chelation and ultimately are missing what is really causing this accelerated aging and the technology that's affecting us. So I am endeavoring to encourage people to look into this. And one very easy way to verify whether or not the modalities are working is to do a live blood analysis. That's just a poke on the finger and you look at it on the microscope. It's amazing what you can see. So in addition to your vitamins, your nutrients, I would add the EDTA chelation. I also use anti-aging peptides like Epithalon. That's been very helpful because, again, it seems to be an accelerated aging process. And so age reversal modalities are very helpful. Other molecules are things like humic and fulvic acid has been shown to dissolve graphene, and it increases electricity. High doses of vitamin C, like Linus Pauling used to talk about, up to 10,000 milligrams is important. Nitric oxide is important to help the gut microbiome to detoxify from this. I use methylene blue a lot because it's an electricity donor. Again, we've shown in these blood conductivity studies how much the blood electricity is decreased. So you want to give back molecules that enhance electricity. So I found this treatment approach very successful, and I think it's important to know about it because if now the entire biosphere is contaminated with this stuff, we have to do everything in our power to clean it up. And on the other hand, people need to wake up that The transhumanist satanic agenda is trying to kill us every which way, and people need to wake up and fight this because there isn't much time remaining. If you age the entire population like this, and you're going to have people who can't think because they're so tired, they can't fight, they can't function, this is not good. And this isn't going to be, you know, in 20, 30 years. This is in the next couple of years. You're going to see devastating things. And if they start a 5G blast, you know, then even worse, because people have this antenna in their body and it can be used as a weapon.
Well, Dr. Anna, I think at one stage you were talking about the fact that this nanotechnology was appearing, disappearing, reappearing. It seemed to be something, some sort of instructions that were coming from the quantum realm, potentially the demonic realm. I mean, this is another very deep conversation Dr. Anna and I have gone into. Again, I encourage everyone to go to zmedia.com, a huge library of interviews with Dr. Anna, really long interviews as well, where she explains the quantum realm. She explains how this is actually a spiritual thing that's happening. And when we say spiritual, we're not talking about weird New Age stuff. We're actually talking about the demonic influence on people. And I want to just encourage people right now, your faith plays a huge role in this. You know, your faith is a shield against a lot of these attacks. So I don't want people to feel hopeless. Dr. Anna, you mentioned nitric oxide. I want to give a plug to the info will store right now, Nitric Boost, really high quality supplement as well. But what I wanted to ask you, Dr. Anna, was you previously told me the nanotech was appearing, disappearing, reappearing. Is that still happening with the EDTA chelation, or is it seemingly getting rid of this stuff?
So remember, in the human body, we've never seen the microchips. The microchips develop when you have them under the microscope. This is directly from the Pfizer vial. So we've seen microchips that are octahedral in Morgellons victims and how they were coming out of people's body. So what we do see are the filaments, the optical communication cables that we believe are made from hydrogel, because the infrared spectroscopy is showing in the blood that there are hydrogen-based chemical groups. So that is what is disappearing, and it stays gone if people are limiting exposure, if they are continuing on a regimen that supports their immune system. But then I have recommended in my office, you know, that people, like, once a month, if they're able to, get an EDTA chelation IV. We also have the cream. So just to continue this cleanup, because if they're spraying it on us via these geoengineering programs, which we know there is, that's clearly happening, you know, nobody can stop breathing in regards to, you know, keeping themselves safe. And now that's in this food supply. Dr. David Nixon saw that people who are fasting, they had much less of these ribbon-like structures. So he was kind of wondering, hey, is part of recontamination happening through the food that is contaminated? So starting to look at live blood of animals. And the problem is, if they're breathing the air from this stuff as well, you know, what can you do? We've found hydrogel in injectables, like other vaccines, like insulin. Other teams around the world have found the same thing. It is now in the water filtration system in cities. They use hydrogel, so the water gets contaminated with this stuff. And again, if it is exposed to electromagnetic frequency, it grows, and it can grow huge. So I think that people really need to start fighting and demanding answers, and, you know, go to your senators and say, you need to answer this. What is this? You know, get us clean food. And who is doing the geoengineering? NASA and these covert programs that are endeavoring to, you know, dim the sun. That needs to stop. That's poisoning the entire biosphere.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We're almost out of time today, Dr. Anna, but we so, so appreciate all of your work. Again, you can find her articles on annamahajaphd.substack.com. Go to zmedia.com. I've got a recent interview with Dr. Anna. I've also got a recent interview with Dr. Nixon on The Meat, their latest findings. Dr. Nixon found a lot less of this in his local butcher's meat than the supermarket meat. It seems to be that the major chains is where the bulk of the problem is, which is fine. We want to support local business anyway. Again, Dr. Anna Mahajcha, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I'll see you all soon. On to Owen Troyer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
They decided...